My immediate response to that will be that I think they've understated the degree to which the productive capacity has fallen, because all the factors that are related to lack of confidence in the economy, the lack of industrial policy and everything, the issue of the disputed elections, there is no way a productive sector could have remained at that level. It's possibly at around 25 to 30%.
But the survey says that bakers, grain millers, textiles and timber were the significant sectors that recorded growth. What's your take on that?
The other challenge, when you look at the agricultural productivity, productive capacity, which has caused us Zimbabweans to import maize from Zambia, even the production of wheat has been low. I feel that the figures they are talking about are probably something to do with inflationary adjustments other than volumes. So I still believe that there is a lot of exaggeration that is taking place at CZI House.
But they say they are basing this survey on results that were released by the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange.
Look, I think if figures are as good as they are said by the source, those figures point towards the growth. It actually defeats the purpose of logic and rationale. That is my point.